Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. Today's discussion is with Rob Nardelli, Director of Channel Partnerships at DailyPay, as well as Mercator's own Sarah Grotta, Director of Debit and Alternative Products with Mercator. Our discussion opens up with, how did we get here? How did we end up in a position where traditional financial institutions must partner with fintechs in order to satisfy consumer expectations that have come to surface today? Following that, we get into a data-rich discussion around earned wage access, as well as on-demand payment. And finally, we discuss DailyPay's position within the competitive landscape of earned wage access as a meaningful alternative to payday loans or employee advances. Without further ado, let's go to the show. Sarah, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, that sounds great, Ryan. You know, just to kind of give us a foundation for the conversation today, I want to talk about the topic of bank and credit union partnerships with fintech firms. And this is going on for years now, actually. But, you know, it's kind of seen a bit of a progression lately. And we find that financial institutions, I think, are in a bit of a quandary when they think about partnerships with fintechs. You know, on one side of the coin, they look at fintechs and they're a little bit worried about the longevity and the scalability of partnering with a fintech, and really for those fintechs to function within the highly regulated environment of a financial institution. And of course, there's always security concerns. But if you think about that, you have the other side of the coin where the market for financial services has never been more competitive, right? Banks and credit unions are competing against their traditional crosstown rivals, right? Plus the big national and super regional organizations. You've got digital banks, neo and challenger banks, and the list goes on. And I mean, interestingly enough, we're even seeing, you know, Walmart and grocery stores and drugstores of all things are offering financial services in an operational setting that's really a lot less lighter from a regulatory perspective than what financial institutions have to deal with. So, you know, financial institutions can look at trying to develop some new digital services internally, but they're finding it really, really hard to keep the technology talent that they need. And even if they do have that talent, often that talent is focused on those critical regulatory and compliance changes that have to get done. And there's not a lot of time for new product development. So as financial institutions kind of look at this two-sided coin here, you know, a lot of them have decided that where they want to spend their time and spend their effort is on vetting fintechs where they can really form a deep partnership and where they can create trust in that fintech's abilities. And one of the areas where we've seen more fintech and FI relationships is the topic of today's podcast, is in the adoption and use of on-demand earned wage access solutions. If you aren't familiar with this area of wage payments, I think you'll find it really interesting. I started paying attention to this about 4 years ago. Earned wage access is the ability to allow employees or contract workers to request to receive some of their pay that they've already earned when they need it before payday. So if I'm paid twice a month, let's say, but I need money a week before payday because something unexpected popped up, I can request to receive some of that money right away that I've already earned. So this isn't a payday loan. I'm not paying interest on this. This is not a wage advance. I'm just getting money I've already have earned when I need it.
So Rob, from your perspective, why are banks partnering with fintechs?
Thanks, Ryan. That's a great question. Let's take a step back. The Great Recession, 2008, I lost my job, like many others at that time. Worked my tail off to get out of the caddy yard and into a bank. I witnessed firsthand what they went through for one of the largest regulatory overhauls in bank history. Compliance became critical. KYC, OFAC, anti-money laundering ruled the day. And in some instances, at the expense of the client and customer experience. Innovation became challenging, to say the least, while those banks tried keeping up with the new industry standards brought on by this increased regulation. New challenger banks and fintechs emerged, as you heard Sarah indicate. And these folks experience crazy growth by being able to enhance customer experiences more easily and effectively fill this void, since they are not as extensively regulated. Okay, let's fast forward to the present day after the global pandemic. Banks are now fully committed to their customer experience and looking for new ways to innovate and create strategic partnerships to provide real value to their clients and customers.
Awesome. So we've got a great recession leading to a regulatory overhaul, a decrease in the ability for banks to innovate organically for themselves leads to greater partnerships, followed by a pandemic that completely overhauls the focus on customer experience. Why the new focus on-demand pay?
Yeah, and just to clarify and put an exclamation point out, right, the first question, banks know they have to partner with fintechs. It's where the industry is heading. But they're not sure who's real and who's not. You have an American standoff right now, right? A real life game of contender pretender. And it wasn't that long ago when Jamie Dimon made that now infamous quote about how he was scared, you know whatless about fintechs. And the reality is there's nothing to be afraid of. To put it simply, if you can't beat them, partner with them.
That's awesome. How's the great migration, the great talent rotation sort of factored into, you know, whether it's daily pay or the industry writ large? How's the rotation affecting fintech and bank partnership?
Another good one. So why on-demand pay, right? If you're going to partner with a fintech, if you're a bank or challenger bank, why? Why would you do that? And as you mentioned, right, the great resignation, the big quit, all those expressions that are there to describe what we went through last year. We at Daily Pay were like, how did this happen seemingly overnight? And we did some digging, and our research came back to us and said that over the last 10 years, there was this tectonic plate shift between quits versus layoffs for those that left their job. And over the last decade, quits are up 102%, and layoffs during that same period of time are down 23%. So the year of the resignation was the tip of the iceberg. It had been growing underneath our noses the whole time. And during that same period, wages have gone up consistently. This is not going to fix the problem. It is just not sustainable. The American worker's choice has become the new hallmark for employment, and on-demand pay has become the must-have employee benefit.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty amazing statistics myself. I think, you know, some information coming out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics is showing at the beginning of this year, there are about twice as many job openings as there were people looking for jobs. And of course, you've got that whole mismatch of, you know, people may not have the right talent for the particular job that employers are looking to fill. They might not necessarily be in the right geographic area. So, you know, workers have never had, I don't think, more leverage than they have right now. And employers, I don't think, have ever been looking for more solutions to help them to attract and retain workers as we're seeing at this point in history.
You're exactly right, Sarah. And we did our own survey at Daily Pay over the last 3 years and asked, reaching out to employers and employees that use our Daily Pay product. And we found out that Daily Pay helps clients, employers, hire 52% faster and retain employees for up to 73% longer, which has a significant impact on the bottom line. Let's think about that, right? If you could hire people in half the time and they would stay almost twice as long, that's got to be on the mindset of every CFO out there, especially with everything going on with the labor force right now.
So we've got workers have more leverage. Employers are looking for enticements to keep employment. Rob, what are some of the other statistics that from Daily Pay's impact that sort of stick out to you that you like best?
Oh, this is my favorite one. So Daily Pay users, right, the employees themselves, we found out that on average, they check their available balance 4.9 times per week. That's almost once per business day. And when you think about it, we've never had anything like that in our banking history at a minimum, right? I think about myself and my bank account. You get payday, feels great. And you get all these negative line items after it until the next payday. Now we have the ability through the net available balance to be able to see your pay as you earn it. So those of us that are salary employees, you go out for your lunch break, you come back, your balance went up. For those that are hourly employees, you go on your break, your smoke break, whatever, you come back, your balance went up. It's the psychological benefit of knowing that those funds can be made available to you when and if you should need it by the click of a button.
So with workers checking their balance like maybe almost every day, it sounds to me like financial wellness is like top of mind, a part of the daily life of the average worker. What are your thoughts on financial wellness with workers?
So for me personally, it's a journey. Right. You're climbing a mountaintop here. Right. If Bezos wants to build a helicopter to get him to the top, good for him. If Elon Musk wants to build an electronic vehicle to get him up there and then gets, you know, too impatient and builds himself a rocket ship, good for Elon. But for the rest of us, we're there trying to get by. And it is a journey with ups and downs. Right. I mentioned to myself, I lost my job in 2008. A lot of other folks have been through that, too, where the land seemingly just falls out from underneath us. And what this tool allows us everyday folks to do is it allows them, and this is again bringing back our survey, 78% of daily pay folks say that they used our app to pay bills on time, in full, and avoided a late fee or an overdraft fee. And then further still, 70% of these folks said it helped them avoid taking out a payday loan. And these are the types of services and other options that have historically been available, and we're trying to take these folks, let's be honest here, out of business. There's $35 on average per overdraft fee. Again, I'll think back to myself right out of college, whenever my credit card statement was due the same time as my rent check was, that rent check could trigger multiple overdraft fees, hundreds of dollars in expense. And then there's Larry Loan Shark. So we don't like either one of those options, and we're trying to give folks another option.
So with optionality seemingly like sort of at an all-time high, there are sort of fintechs to solve all sorts of problems, every problem. Why should banks or other fintechs or challenger banks go with daily pay versus some alternative?
Well, we can't fix every problem, Ryan, but we're trying to figure out on-demand pay, and we have figured it out. Banks are looking to connect with their customers and innovate with the on-demand generation. Right. My own little brother called me a geriatrics millennial. So I guess I can speak for some of these folks. Right. When I consume my media, it's on demand. When I order food, I go ahead, I open an app and I click a button. So banks need to connect with these folks. And after that connection is made, you know, why daily pay? It's all about choice. The choice to make a decision of what's best for you and your family. And by that same token, it's all about trust. Who trusts us? America's largest employers and their millions of employees trust us with their pay. We have the highest security accreditation in the industry. That's what sets us apart. Here's how we differ. Some others might say that, you know, they need to have a card in order to use our solution. Or by the same token, you need to open a bank account with their bank in order to use their solution. What we offer is flexibility. Send your pay wherever you want to go. It's your money. You earned it, you decide. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say we have the industry leading growth and adoption. Could you imagine being a bank and going through this exercise only to find out when you go to sell it to employers, their employees want nothing to do with that product because it has limitations. So people use ours to make their lives more manageable so they can stay away from those overdraft fees and good old Larry Loan Shark. And think about it, Ryan, right? If I was short, right, would you loan me $100? I'm good for it.
Right on. So, you know, you've mentioned some other sort of like category competitors, Larry Loan Shark, but certainly you've got like toe-to-toe competitors. What makes daily pay unique?
Great question, Ryan. We offer three different flavors of marketplace by daily pay. And that's where I sit within the daily pay habitat. And those three flavors that we offer to banks, challenger banks, or fintechs is white label partnerships, taking our daily pay app, putting a white label over it, putting your bank or financial institution name on it, then you can market it, brand it, sell it as your own. Second option we have is a white label plus a card platform.
I thought you mentioned that you guys couldn't do card.
Excellent rebuttal, Mr. Cole. But what I said was that we don't restrict you to using a card. We give you that flexibility. So if you wanted to go to your bank account, which is where most people wanted to go, we're going to send it to your bank account. But think, Ryan, to those low income workers or the kid out of college. You might have bad credit or worse still, no credit. And this card will allow you to build good credit and do so by having access to your net available pay balance to make those payments. The third flavor is embedded APIs. This one's pretty cool. So, Sarah, you have a bank account, right?
You bet.
Ryan, you have a bank account, obviously.
Sure do.
So what if you opened your app, your bank app, or went online to their portal and you saw your checking account and that balance, your savings account and that balance, and your net available pay balance as you're earning those funds that you can withdraw from if and when you need it? By partnering with DailyPay Marketplace, banks and financial institutions can participate in the DailyPay Marketplace either in their own environment or by becoming a part of the DailyPay ecosystem.
So in your, from your perspective, you know, earned wage access is like, is having a moment. And I'd be curious, like, what do you think is driving that moment? What are the recent items moving the ball for you?
Yeah, well, the reality is on-demand pay is here for good and is a benefit most employers will offer in the next 3 to 5 years. We announced our white label partnership with PNC Bank, and that is just the beginning of what we plan to accomplish through strategic partnerships with financial institutions and disruptors. Ask yourself this, Ryan. Do you want to be a financial health and wellness champion, or do you want to be a follower 2 years from now that has to fill a product gap?
I mean, that makes perfect sense. I want to be the champion, naturally.
You are a champion.
And that's exciting. That's exciting news around PNC Bank. You know, I'd be curious, like, so where does it go from here? We've got banking partners. We've got fintech partners. We've got a timeline of you know, some 5 years as large corporates maybe on board. What's next?
Well, we have more strategic partnerships that will be announced in the coming months. And we have some exciting new clients we'll be onboarding onto our new strategic platform in the coming weeks.
Well, very cool. Rob, are there any last thoughts that perhaps you feel that, you know, that we didn't cover in full that you'd love to sort of chime in on as we sort of wrap up our discussion?
No, Ryan, I just want to thank you and Sarah for letting me be on the show here today. Listen to you guys a lot. I really appreciate you having me. We look forward to the next time.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Rob.
Yep, thank you.